Welcome to another episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. I'm Rugby. Keep those engines tuned up as we continue our travels around eastern North Dakota, taking in the sights, sounds, and stories of some of the most classic vehicles in the Red River Valley. We kick off our second half of the caravan just down the road from our KRJB Hillsborough studios with last night's cruise to Grandin. Our very first story comes from the owner of our second featured Mercury of the caravan, Fargo and Kerry Brogger's ride calls to the wild, while also sparking the next generation's drive of preserving classic cars. On our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, I'm chatting with Kerry Brogger from Fargo. And Kerry, we've had some really cool Mercuries that we've seen over the course of the show, but we're about halfway through the series. And I think yours might take the cake with interesting bells and whistles on it. Kind of walk me through this Mercury Cougar, kind of the year and what you've done to restore it.
Okay. Well, it's a 1968 Cougar, 302. It's got a light RV kind of cam on it, so it tends to lose traction at intersections, and four barrel on it, and it's got a few features that most didn't have, and one of those is a tilt-away steering wheel. So the steering wheel locks down the drive. You turn off the ignition and open the car door, and the steering wheel pops up and to the right automatically to get out of your way to get easier access in and out of the car. And that was $132 extra 56 years ago. It's about $1,500 in today's dollars. And then I've modified the headlights. They're originally vacuum controlled. I put motors in out of a Ford Probe, so it's still a Ford product, so they're electric. And I've got them wired up with a remote. And I have the younger people that come to the car show stand in front of the car and say, "Wake up, Cougar," push a remote button. The headlights pop up and their eyes get about as big as those headlights. And tell it 9i that goes back to sleep, of course. And there's a black emblem on the front, and I have them touch that, and then it makes it growl. And they'll usually jump back a couple of feet, and mom and dad will be laughing, and the kids are usually okay with that.
So obviously those additions, they're not original to the vehicle. They're just your own spin on it.
Well, the headlights did go up and down, but you know, with the headlight switch. But yeah, changing them over to electric made them way more reliable. And they still, of course, work with the headlight switch, but now it's on a remote too. Yeah.
I imagine you've had some fun with this vehicle, taking it some fun places. Where's the best place you've taken this?
I like to go to the small town shows where there's lots of kids around, because I have a blast getting the kids to look at it. And usually mom and dad have never seen these features either. And I'll have the kids go around the back, look for the gas cap, and they're looking all over. Of course, it's behind the license plate. And while they're doing that, I'll show them the sequential taillights that are working, and then bring them up to the front doors in front of the car and show them the door handles on the side of the car. Inside, they fold down flat. It's a pad about 2.5 inches square that folds down flat rather than being a bar or inside the armrest. And then turn off the ignition, and then the steering wheel pops up into the right automatically. And mom and dad, of course, have never seen that, and it's a pretty rare option.
You mentioned that, you know, the typical reactions you get from the kids. Is there any that kind of stands out as your favorite reaction that a kid or even an adult has had on this vehicle?
I had one a few weeks ago that was a young boy, probably between 8 and 9 years old. And, I mean, he was just in awe. The expressions on his face were just priceless. I mean, it was just other spectators were there and were saying, "Oh, how precious," and this kind of thing with comments. And it was. I mean, he was just really enthralled with the car.
And I've heard, you know, a fair amount during these interviews that it's hard to get young people, it's hard to get kids and the next generation interested in classic cars. Do you find that this is going to help with that?
Oh, yes. I've had several parents actually come back to me and say, "Thank you for showing them all the things on the car," because he had such a blast looking at the rest of the cars. It's like, okay, where's the gas cap, and does it have headlights, and, you know, is the steering wheel fixed, and they look at other features. It's not another red one or green one that's a nice-looking car.
Kerry, do you have any other vehicles that you have, or is this your baby?
Yeah, no, this is the baby. The wife calls it the mistress. So if anybody asks where I'm at, he's out with the mistress.
Kerry Brogger from Fargo joining us in our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley in this beautiful 68, correct? 68 Cougar, one-of-a-kind vehicle. We'll post the pictures on our Facebook page, on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. Kerry, thanks for the time.
Thank you. And I'm originally from Finley, North Dakota.
Look at that. Well, look at that. Well, there you go, making connections.
All right.
Yes, the car does indeed make a classic Wildcat roar. I'll leave how that sounds to your imagination, or maybe you can track down the Cougar yourself around the Fargo-Moorhead Metro car shows. Speaking of Fargo-Moorhead car shows, our next featured vehicle comes from the vice president of the Valley Vintage Car Club. Rick Weaver from Holly brought his 67 Ford Fairlane convertible to Grandin. He talks about the ride he's had all of his adult life and a show coming up on the other side of the red at the end of the month in Dilworth. On our North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Finley, we're chatting with Rick Weaver of Holly, who brought this beautiful 67 Ford Fairlane convertible. Rick, tell me about kind of how you got the vehicle and the work that's gone into it.
I bought it in 1969 when it was 2 years old, when I was 18 years old. It's my first car.
And it's still working today?
Well, I've restored it, yeah. It was parked for a number of years, and then I got it restored about 8 years ago. I think I got it back on the road again. So,
kind of, I don't know if you want to share price tag or all the different parts, bells and whistles that you've added to restore this back to your glory days?
I mean, it's basically whatever it costs to restore a car.
And original colors and everything?
Yep, exactly back to stock. Yeah, original motor, original transmission, everything. So, yep, went through everything on it, did the paint and stuff myself on it. So
I imagine that this car holds a lot of special memories, some stories that maybe you can share, others you probably shouldn't share. Maybe what's one or two stories that always take you back to your glory days in this ride?
Oh, I don't know if I want to share any of that. I drove it, it was right after I graduated from high school when I got it, and then I drove it to tech school for 2 years. And
take it all over the country then, or just local?
Pretty much local, yeah. I haven't been very far with it, yeah.
Do you have any other cars in the collection, or is this kind of it?
Yeah, I got cars, yeah. I got five that I take to shows. So,
what's one of the other, of the five, if it's not this one, which one do you usually take?
Well, I've got a 73 Grand Prix that I bought brand new. I've still got that. So that gets out a bit. Yeah, I got a 76 Grand Prix. That one, that's kind of a nice road car. It rides good on the road. And I like, I don't bother me to put miles on that one, I guess. So I drive that one a lot.
And Rick, we were talking a little bit. You're part of the Valley Vintage Car Club, and that's you've correct, got a show coming up. We got a flyer with all the details, but tell us a little bit about the show in July.
It's July 27th. We're doing during the local days, Dilworth Local Day celebration, we host a car show. And this year, we used to do it right south of the community center in Dilworth, but being they got construction there and they tore the community center down, we're doing it in a new location this year. It's out. They call it the Rail District on the east side of Dilworth. Yeah. Right east of the Silver Spike is, I guess, what the plan is to do it in the lot there. So I think the show starts at 11 on Saturday, the 27th of July, and then we're done by 3 o'clock, I think. And it's a free show, and we do first, second, and third place people's choice, and first, second, and third place participants' choice, and then president's choice, I think, for trophies. And
of course, you're around that area, Rail District. Check out West Main Pizza afterwards, before or after the show, and have a good slice and bring your ride.
That's just new, that West Main Pizza. They haven't been open very long, I don't think. So,
Rick, anything else you want to mention about this convertible?
No, I don't think so.
Rick Weaver from Holly joining us here on North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Again, Valley Vintage Car Club show in Dilworth. So we're talking a little bit about the other side of the red. But Saturday the 27th, we'll have all the details on our show kind of after the interviews.
One thing I would mention, if you want any more information about any car shows or anything, go to Valley Vintage Car Club website. We've got a calendar on there that lists all the events that are in the area. And there's links on there for the flyers that we have available stuff too. So there's a lot of information on our website.
As Rick mentioned, you can check out the full details on their website, valleyvintage.net. We've gone back to the 60s for our first two vehicles, but let's go back even further for our final featured ride of this episode. We caught up with Dave Rossier of Moorhead, who brought his 55 Chevy 210 to Grandin.
Just bought it in a basket. Came with the shell of a body, no engine, transmission, no interior. Kind of pieced it together over the years, and that's about it. Got painted in the garage, built in the garage.
And you mentioned that you've had this vehicle since your son was a year old?
Yes.
On the road for 19, owned it for 36, correct?
Correct.
And we're talking about a 55 Chevy 210 with a really nice baby blue kind of white color on that.
Indian turquoise and white.
Indian turquoise and white. Very good, very good. David, is this kind of the baby, or do you have other vehicles in the collection?
We have one other, a 66 Plymouth Satellite 383.
And you mentioned you've had this for a number of years. Any particular place that's been your favorite that you've taken it?
No, we drive it everywhere. I think we've got about 50,000 miles on it since we've restored it, so it gets driven quite a bit.
What's been some of the work that it's taken to get to the shape?
It was stripped down to the bare body and frame and put together from there up just by myself and my neighbor.
Kind of been a project that has brought you together for the last, 20-plus years?
We worked on it for 3 years over the winters in his garage between other people's projects, and when it got finished, we just started driving it.
Any vehicle out there that you got your eye on, or is this pretty much your project?
I'd like them all. You know, that's the problem. When you got that bug, it's just that way. I don't know. I've always liked these. I guess it was kind of the era I was growing up in or born in, and always wanted one.
Well, thanks for the story. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That's all the stories for this episode of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Don't forget, at S&D Auto Repair, they repair more than just vehicles, especially as the temperatures continue to climb. If your AC unit isn't firing on all cylinders, S&D can tune it up and get it back in gear for the dog days of summer. S&D Auto Repair of Findlay, our driver for the North Dakota Car Show Caravan. Give them a call today, 701-524-1553. Want to once again thank our guests on the show today, Kerry Brogger, Rick Weaver, and Dave Rassier. You can check out all the photos on our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ Facebook page. You can also check out the interviews on our website, rjbroadcasting.com. You can access the interviews by going to our KRJB, KRJM, KKCQ homepage under the Racing tab on the right-hand column. Next week, we'll take our longest trip of the Car Show Caravan as we highlight cars from the Grace County Fair in Cooperstown. But until then, that wraps up today's edition of the North Dakota Car Show Caravan on KRJB, driven by S&D Auto Repair of Findlay. Keep cruising.